It was a new thing for me. I normally draw on paper, and for the show, I switched it up a little bit. So it's been a bit of a learning curve for me, and also it's been kind of fun. And now I really enjoy drawing on wood now, and I think that might be my new thing.
Has that been freeing up for you, or?
Yeah, definitely.
And is this your first solo show?
It is, yeah. It is indeed. It's
Is
a
that
little bit different for me.
a little scary?
Very scary, very scary. Yeah. Normally I sit behind a desk, behind a computer, crunching numbers. So to be out here like this, it's very different.
Have you been doing artwork for very long, or is it something you're getting into, or?
I guess I've always been kind of a doodler since I was probably in second grade. I remember getting in trouble all the time for doodling all my homework.
You too, huh? All
Yeah.
right.
But and then my grandmother, she's a very talented artist, and so in the summers she used to make me go out and draw trees and that kind of thing. And then in high school I did it quite a bit, and then I kind of put it to rest until about a year ago, and I just started back up again, and this is the result.
Well, it's beautiful. I'm looking at your designs are very intricate. Some of them are black and white, but there's a couple pieces that you've started to bring some color into.
Yeah, that's definitely been an experiment for me. The main piece itself are black and white, but I've been experimenting with color in the background. I've had a lot of comments about why don't you put color in there? And this is the closest thing I'm comfortable with, so.
Yeah, but it looks like you have incredible fun going in with the tiny details of sea life.
I'm a very detailed-oriented person, so I think a little bit of my science background came out in the details.
We have one piece right in front of us, which is the killer whale, and it's got everything on there that you can imagine that's on the surface of the ocean, I think, on its front.
Yeah, I go out on crab surveys twice a year, and I see a lot of these things come up on deck in our pots, and I guess you could say it inspired my work quite a bit. I do drawing at night when we're out on the surveys, things I've seen, and so you'll definitely see some of that in my art.
How do you develop an image? Do you have to sketch it out initially?
Yeah, I draw the main part of it, so like the killer whale, I draw the outline of the killer whale, and then I freehand everything after that. Or by freehand, I mean I just go directly with ink. I don't pencil out all the little details first. I just go for
You let that
it.
happen.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you have also a couple landscapes or street scenes as well, and there's one big black and white with Devil's Thumb and the waterfront.
Yes.
Pretty
It's
cool.
called Cannery Row. I'm really inspired by a lot of the unique buildings around Petersburg. And the canneries, you'll see the canneries in my art quite a bit. I just love when you're out on the water in the sound or in the narrows and looking at Petersburg, just all the canneries lined up. And then in that piece, I try to include every possible vessel that we've seen through our waters. So a little bit of sea life in there as well.
That's amazing, and it almost looks like you've gone through and sketched individual trees, which is something I can't do. That's
I
amazing.
guess that goes back to when my grandmother made me go out and draw trees. My big Petersburg print, which I don't have the original here, but it kind of what got things started for me. I did actually draw about 3,000 individual tiny trees, and I was seeing them in my dreams at night.
Wow, I imagine so. But
Oh, go ahead.
no, that must be it's therapeutic for you, I imagine.
It is, yeah. After a long day of work, and I'm also working on my master's right now, so this is really a stress relief for me. And it didn't originally start out as something that would go public, but it slowly became that way.
That's pretty cool.
And another thing you'll notice is octopus are my favorite animal, and you'll see little bits of octopus in most of my drawings, not all of them, but even the big Petersburg print, you'll see some octopus arms in there. So they're kind of secretly included in a lot of them.
That's your signature animal
Yeah,
there, your
maybe not
spirit
so.
animal.
Yeah, my spirit animal. Yeah, maybe not so much the Petersburg houses, but a lot of my marine scenes will have them.